It worked. Yay. Okay. Happy Friday. Live. Okay, so first thing before I start, can anybody guess where I am? I did this so far on Instagram, try to guess. I'm not gonna even give you a hint. But I'm not in Norway. And I'll share in tomorrow why I'm somewhere else. But for this live stream, I'm gonna start with a question, like I always do, because questions are more interactive. When you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing you think? Is it, yay, it's a wonderful new day, I can't wait? Or if it's not that, why not? Like, why don't we all wake up like, yes, you know, because really every day is a new chance. And I ask myself this a lot because I have to say that that is not my first thought when I wake up either. Even though I'm living a very exciting life and I'm doing a lot of things I enjoy, still in the morning, it's hard to kind of usually feels like it's too early. But why I brought that up is that, okay, I don't feel that in the morning. That's something to aspire to. But what I do know is that I can change that. And what I've experienced a lot is how I can be better, a better version of myself. And this is really real because I think, again, I've been talking a lot this week about design your life, about being the creator of your own life. And it comes down to this mindset. It comes down to, okay, I might not feel this or that now, but every day I'm getting somewhere better. And for the first time, I can say that I really am living that way. That I say this to people when I meet them, like, next time you meet me, I'll be an even better person, an even more loving person. But especially in family, because that really drives me. I think for those of you, especially who are parents, you can relate that you feel literally, hey, thanks for joining. That you feel literally like, oh, sometimes like pain in your heart of like, oh, I want to be more loving. I want to be more patient or understanding during a toddler meltdown or a tantrum. And it's just like in your face sometimes, like, man, I need to grow. And there's something that's so empowering about that. And that's what I really want to emphasize is that even, you know, we have, like I said, I have this goal. I would love to wake up every morning, like, yes, excited, like, this is a new day. And really, that is my genuine thought. And it's something I'm working to. But every day, I do see that I am becoming a better version of myself. And especially because I can bring that into every relationship. And I'm so inspired. I don't know if you've heard about these like last 90 days, Rachel Hollis's things, but about ending 2018 as the best version of yourself, keeping your promises to yourself. And I think that's super inspiring. And I would add another element to that is that what keeps me motivated to improve myself is that it brings me, I bring that into everything that I do. Like we're talking about the connections, I bring that into being a better mother and a better wife, a better friend, and a better sister and daughter, colleague, and everything. And it's so small, but it's so big. Like it's so simple because for real, those are the most challenging things. Like I can talk about big dreams when I talk about, you know, designing your life or the vision. Like there's also big things of what you want to do to help the world. But something like the, for me, I've experienced, I'm always someone who dreams and aspires for big things. I have huge ambitions, probably noticed. But sometimes the most challenges are actually in the day-to-day. And this is really like to love the mundane sometimes, the everyday things, to bring that joy and creativity into that, and to decide that you can create and bring beauty into everything. So your aesthetic style is all about, I say this a lot, it's inspired by you and it's styled by you. I want to encourage you this weekend, this challenge, to share about something you've created or about an idea that you have, because inspiration is so powerful. I think there's not enough space for this in the world. If you have something in mind, share it in the comments. If you're watching live or on the replay, I'd love to hear, like, what is something that you're thinking about or have been working on creating? Because each of us has something to give to the world. Maybe you've heard that gift, but it's so powerful. And I want to just emphasize that. Like when I started your aesthetic style, My vision wasn't so much that I would be here talking about the things that I'm doing. But then I learned, like, you got to do that in the beginning. You got to get things out there. But really, I want to hear from you. I want to hear the things you're doing and creating. And I know that there's so much that you have, like, so many great ideas. And often we don't share enough of the positive things, or especially if it's from us or if it's about us, we feel like, ah, who wants to hear? Or, you know, it's already maybe been done before. What are people going to say? But I want to encourage you, share. So I know you're already doing great things, but talk about it, promote it, and tag me. I want to hear if you have something, or you can share it below, however way you want to share. But it's so powerful to spread this inspiration and talk about what we're doing. We need more of this in the world. We need more space for what people are building up and not for what is, you know, there's so much talk around destruction, around criticizing, around blaming and pointing sides. Let's focus on how we can improve things, because we know there's a lot of issues. We know it. And, you know, I've always been someone who's aware of that in the world. But what cared to me is like, okay, how can I leave this world a better place? And we hear it all the time, like, be the change you want to see in the world. I like to add and make it more intense. Be the change you want to see in the world, because the world depends on it. And to really emphasize that every step you take, everything that you work on improving in yourself or moving towards your bigger goals, like, it makes it easier for all of us, that we're really affect each other and making this world a better place. Yeah, so I want to just leave that message of empowerment, and that this weekend that you can share one thing that you've created, either directly here or with someone, but post it. Let's make more space for that in the world. And yeah, I'm trying to think if there was anything else. Okay, that's the main thing. Try to keep it short here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Share and have a great weekend. And tomorrow I'll post more about where I am. But if you're watching live on the replay, put in your guesses for what city, because I'll be curious if someone guesses just from this inspiring design. Okay, bye.